This is Janine Betts, and I invite you to join me on a journey where I help 100 women earn an income online. Today, I wanted to be vulnerable with all of you. And it's not something that I often do, and some of you may know my story, but I wanted to share something that I've been going through and how I'm trying to get past it, because you may be in the same situation. So currently, I am doing a 30-day challenge for my business. It is an intense period. It is focused. It is all about building what's called a sales funnel at the end of the 30 days so I can drive traffic to it and get sales. And here's the funny thing. This is not the first time that I've done this challenge. So I did this challenge back in June. I signed up for it knowing that I was going to be on holidays for 10 days. And what had happened was I let my excuses, I let my I'm too busy, I let my mindset and a lot of fear get in the way of actually doing what I said I was going to do for those 30 days. And I don't know if you've ever joined something before, oh, like the gym in January, where you're like, yeah, I'm super excited, I'm going to work hard, I'm going to lose all that weight, and come 2 weeks into January, you're not even there anymore, and you're paying for it for the rest of the year. That's what basically had happened here. I set out with good intentions, and I totally let it all slip out of my fingers. And during the summer, I had the opportunity, luckily, the challenge I had joined lets you keep the recordings. So I was lucky enough to go back over those recordings and get my mindset right. And there have been a lot of things that have happened to me in building my business online over the years that even though I had the how-to, the strategy and how to be successful and how to move forward, I had so much fear and so many bad experiences that weighed on me that was stopping me from moving forward. But one of the things that happened to me was I have been scammed out of money. And here's the funny thing. I don't feel like a person who can be taken advantage of. And my pride gets in the way where I tell myself, you have a university degree. You finished school. You should not be taken, you know, for granted here. You shouldn't be falling prey to these ridiculous things that everybody else who has common sense and street smarts would be like, wow, red flag is going off here. This is not right. I'm going to walk away. And so what had happened to me earlier this year in March was I was going to get a business loan. And it was a significant amount that I was looking for. So I did some Google search and I had found what looked to be like a reputable website. So I had put in my information and I get a call back from them telling me that I have been pre-approved and I just need to send in a deposit for the insurance to cover if I default on a payment. Maybe that was red flag one for all of you listening going, oh, I wouldn't have done that. But I have this habit of being very action-oriented, and when I see a goal, if my mind is set on that goal, there is nothing that will deviate me from it, and I'll ignore everything else, even though my body and my brain and my gut are telling me, red flag, take a step back, stop for a second. I'll ignore all of that. In some instances, that can be good, and it was not. So there were a lot of things throughout the process that raised up a red flag that I just chose to ignore. And so that's my fault at the end of the day. I fully take responsibility for that. Long story short is I had given almost $2,000 of money waiting for this business loan to come in, and it never did. I got a call back from them saying, well, we've looked at your credit and we need you to send another $2,000. And that's when I put my foot down and said, absolutely not, that's not happening. And for the next 6 weeks, they promised that they would return my money, and they did not, of course. So I did what any person would do. I filed a complaint with the Consumer Protection Agency, with Better Business Bureau, and my worst fears were confirmed. This company does not exist. It was a scam, and it was a very good one. And why I say it was a very good one is because I had a friend of mine who is a business owner and his friend, who is an accountant, look over this loan agreement, and they had said, this is legitimate, this is real. But, and so that's why I also trusted them. So never mind my ego getting in the way, which has caused me problems in the past. But I had trusted implicitly the people who I'd relied on to look at this and tell me if it was real or not. So I went on their word, and it's not their fault either. There are some extremely intelligent bad people out there. And unfortunately, some of us fall prey to their schemes, to their scams. And I don't know if that's ever happened to you. Having this fear of, is this a scam? Is this going to work? Am I going to get duped out of a bunch of money? Because I've been there. And it sucks. It really, really sucks. It's a humbling moment when you go, wow, I'm 34 years old and I fell for that. That's ridiculous. So if that has happened to you, you are not alone. It's happened to me. There was one story where there were some people down in the States that were calling seniors' homes pretending to be these people's children. And it didn't happen to my grandmother, because my grandmother had told this scam artist that, well, if you don't know your own father's phone number, you should just call them yourself. And unfortunately, the guy said to my grandma on the phone, oh, well, I'm at a payphone. I don't have his number. Can you just write it down for me? I lost my notebook and everything. That would really help. She gave him the number, and my great aunt and uncle were scammed out of $10,000. It can always be worse, right? But it really is that fear of, is this going to hurt me? Am I going to lose my investment? And that's something that I realized that I was falling back on, because it's happened to me, right? It makes sense. Why would I not be afraid of something that's happened to me before, that it could possibly happen again in the future? That mentality of, is this a scam? Is this going to work? Am I going to lose all of my money? Part of that is for sure, obviously, based on the story that I just shared with you. And part of that is, the what if scenario. But some of that is just straight fear. And if you know what you're doing and you take calculated risk, there's always going to be a risk. And so here's the thing. You can learn all the strategies that you want. You can learn all the how-tos that you want. At the end of the day, if you're not mentally in a place where you're willing to move forward and you're ready to move forward, then it's just not going to happen for you. And I don't say that to discourage you. I'm just saying that from my experience, it didn't work for me. So I've been in network marketing since 2014, and in that time, I've come across a bunch of different ways on how you can build a business. You can do it through friends and family and be part of the No Friends Left Club, the NFL. not my term, that's somebody else's, but I do like it. You can do cold prospecting till the cows come home, which I've done, and that's a lot of work, because you're following up. And there's nothing wrong with following up. But you're trying to qualify thousands of people to determine who's actually interested. And I've been told, go cold prospect if you've run out of warm lists to go after. So go choose some companies, some businesses that will accept our products, and go and call and see if they're interested. And in most of those instances, with the exception of the cold prospecting that I tried for a little bit, I put my foot down. And I put my foot down with my upline, with my own progress forward, because I was determined not to do things that I didn't want to do. I wanted to protect myself. I didn't want to give in to that fear. So I've been in network marketing since 2014, and in all of that time, I have not made a significant amount of money. And actually in 2018, I made $1,000 in my business. It's 2019, and we're halfway through, and I've made about $800. So I am not an overnight success story here. I want to share my journey with you because there are people out there who are taking photos of themselves with Lamborghinis or with jets that they own. And to me, that's just not real. I'm happy for them that they've gotten that level of success and that's what they would like to have to, you know, it works for them, it works for their family, then that's great. But those of us who are in network marketing, those of us in affiliate marketing, a lot of us just make no money. And the reason why a lot of us make no money is because we can't get ahead of what's inside of our brain. You cannot force somebody to progress, to move forward, if they're mentally stuck where they are. And I put my foot down so hard, even in my day job, when my boss was demanding that I do cold calling, I refused. I flat out refused. And it was the mentality of, nobody else in our team has ever done cold calling. This is an act of desperation. This is not quality work. This is just activity for the sake of activity. Now, when I did buckle down and do some cold calling on businesses, I got a little bit of response. Nothing that was saying, oh, well, we want to buy your software. But I mentioned before, being really fixated on a goal and ignoring everything else. I've done that too in as recent as my own day job that I'm in right now, which I am working towards leaving. But that's a story for another day. So that fear of, is this going to hurt me? If you're married like I am, when you have to go to your spouse and tell them that you've been scammed, it sucks. It's a really humbling, disappointing moment. It was for me. And the mentality of, I've been spending all this money and I'm not seeing anything back. Even my accountant, how sad is this? Even my accountant, when I told him 2 years ago I was going to can I claim network marketing on my taxes? His retort was, oh, the one where you bug your family and your friends? And I was just kind of shocked by his reaction. Unfortunately, there are people in our industry who make it a very negative experience for many people. But in my mind, I was like, wow, you've already got preconceived notions about my success. And, you know, when I told him I made $1,000 last year, he said, well, how much were your expenses? I said, well, about the same. He goes, yeah, there's no reason to claim that. He said, until you get a significant amount of money, don't worry about claiming your business. So that kind of frustrated me, but not enough to make a difference. I am lucky that I have been recently in my current company that I'm with for my business that I've chosen to partner with. I'm lucky that the people around me have such patience and different styles of how they look at the world. And one of my good friends, Lindsay Sewell, she's all about attraction marketing, which is very, very smart. It's a strategy that can take 1 to 3 years. And what you're doing is you're just pouring out content out there. You are you're going to find an ad to your social media list to find more friends. You're building an email list. And that's the long road. That is certainly the long game. And it's a great strategy. There's nothing wrong with that. And I was doing that intermittently, and then I would notice the word there, intermittently, right? And what I would do is my fear, my anxiety, my mentality of, is this going to work? Am I going to lose all of my money? Am I going to have any type of success to share to my spouse? I haven't yet, guys. So I'm in the thick of it. I am in the thick of this journey trying to figure my way out so I can, as Steve Larson calls it, show my shut up check. That's my goal. It's not to be vindictive or vengeful in any respect, but the feeling that, you know, I've created something that's real, that's bringing an income, and I have put money aside, you know, I've invested money into it, and that's a good thing, because if you were in any other industry, if you were in a trying to buy a franchise or start a software company, you would be spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. Never mind the tens of thousands that you do in, you know, network marketing or affiliate marketing to get all of your business up and running. So in this 30-day challenge that I've joined, the first week is all about getting your belief, getting your mind right. Because if you don't have that, I'm sorry, ladies, it doesn't matter how much strategy you learn. At the end of the day, you won't move forward if you don't believe you can. And if you let past experiences hold you hostage from your success, then you're going to limit how much income you will bring to your family. You're going to limit how many people you're going to impact, how many lives you're going to help and change. You're going to limit all of that if you let your negative experience, your negative thoughts control your success forward. So the activity that we were supposed to do today, which I did, was write down in our 30-day challenge journal, what is the fear? And my fear is, as I've shared with you, is this going to work? Am I going to invest all this money and it comes out to be a failure and a flop? And I'm trying to make my family's life better from a health perspective so that we can take care of each other better than we're doing right now. Am I going to allow my excuses of being too tired and my job takes too much of my time, that's the excuse that I do again this time around, this next 30-day challenge that started today, and hold me back from progressing forward? That was my fear, and that is my fear that I wrote down. And then the next thing we were supposed to do, which I did, was write down, how are you going to combat this? How are you going to fight against that? Because I have been living paycheck to paycheck for several years. I have gone bankrupt. The idea for me of chasing money is not what motivates me, as we can clearly see, because if paycheck to paycheck is good enough, then that's not going to be the goal I need to fix my mind on. I need to find that goal, I need to focus on it, and I need to ignore all of the rest of this. I need to ignore my gut, you know, asking if I'm going to be hurt. This is when it's a good thing. So I wrote down, what would I do? And I wrote that I would be reminding myself of why I'm trying to achieve this. What is my ultimate goal? And I know by working for myself, I'm going to have more freedom in my schedule. I want to volunteer more time of my day to help people who are interested in learning the Bible. I want to give back and give hope to those who have none. That is what I ultimately want to achieve. That is my big goal. So I need to remember that goal. I need to remember what and who I'm doing it for. And other ways that I wrote down that I can get myself out of that mentality is by watching Steve Larson and his training, because he will give you a kick in the behind that you never thought you saw. He's a very good coach. He is all about mindset. I'm sure he's younger than me, but that was another thing I wrote down on how I could get past that. And then the other thing you wrote down was, why do I believe I can be successful? And so I wrote, I have all the skills. I have a lot of this knowledge already. I just need to put it to use. I just need to put it into play. I just need to implement it. If I implement it, then I'll be able to gauge on how to improve. But if I do nothing, then like you all heard, right? That was the last 30-day challenge. So this 30-day challenge, I'm putting my foot down. I am putting my goal out there for all of you to share. And I do invite you to join me on this 30-day challenge. If you're stuck in your network marketing business and you don't know how to move forward and you're investing money where your commission checks are so small, you're desperate to use them to cover off the amount that you have to purchase every single month to maintain your commissions, then my friend, I hear you because I am there too. If you are in affiliate marketing and you have invested money and you have seen no return yet, and they're holding that money, you've made some sales, but you haven't made enough, and it's stuck up in cyberspace right now, waiting for you to hit a threshold so that those funds can be released, then my friend, I hear you because I'm in that situation too. If you have an idea on how you want to serve, on how you want to help, on who you want to help, then this 30-day challenge is for you. If you want access to the link, then join me on my Facebook group, Automate Your Way to Freedom, and we will do this together over these next 30 days. That's all for today. I'll see you soon.